Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editor talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and it's a sunny day here in Trevose.
It's rare to see the sun, isn't it?
It's two sunny days in a row.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was raining when I came in yesterday.
It was snowing when I left home yesterday.
And now look at it.
I hate precipitation.
It's a beautiful.
He's done with it.
Beautiful
in any form.
I hate precipitation. He says.
Oh my God.
Michelle Bell, how are you today? You like we're close to beach weather here, or I mean, at least we can dream about it now.
We can. I know it's so nice. It's so nice to just leave the house and it's sunny and not freezing and not rainy.
Good stuff.
Makes me happy.
Yeah.
Joe Haley.
What makes me happy?
We were in some sunny weather last week.
We were.
We were at ASI Long Beach.
What
was your favorite part of the show?
Hanging out with my most favorite editorial people, Andy and Melinda.
All right. I know you also sat in
social media marketing track.
Absolutely.
I know you were a big fan of Marky Lemons, one of our new speakers. Mm-hmm. What did she tell you about social media that you did not know?
Well, my God, there are so many more networks. There are so many more networks than
Shocking.
I guarantee everyone in this room is not even aware of. One, you should use the same. Try to get your name and try to use it across the same thing. You can go to something called Namecheck, mm-hmm. and if you did Melinda Lagos and no one else owns that name, you can buy that name.
I hope no one else owns it.
You never know. But you can use that rare name. You can use that across all your platforms and stuff, and then you can connect everything. You should connect everything.
So that's Namecheck.com?
Namecheck.com.
I didn't know about
Yes. that. She was awesome, and if you're going to the New York show this week, you got to stop in and see some of her tracks.
She's really great. She's very practical, I think, about how she handles social media. I mean, she has like a routine every morning. You know, people worry that they spend too much time on it or that it's not valuable. But basically, she has like a 10-minute routine in the morning that she goes through and, you know, does a lot of quick things, which, you know, might be all she does in one day. But, you know, have a lot of bang for the buck.
I would say, she actually does it. And I think that's the point. She teaches this class, but she's practicing what she's preaching to everyone as well. And the other thing is that you have to tag everything. Tag all your pictures. Just don't upload pictures. If you're putting pictures of sandals that you want to show everyone that you can do for them or your clients, you need to put a bunch of tags on that. So if they're looking on Google, those pictures will come up.
I like your looking on Google.
Yes, that's my looking on Google. That's the international sign language for looking on Google.
Andy Cohn, you were in Long Beach as well.
I sure was.
You moderated.
In all my glory.
You moderated the new the distributor success track.
I did.
What was your favorite session there?
I would say, let's see, Chris van der Zijden does a very good session on success. It's sort of, it's the new distributor success track. So it's kind of intro to the industry and to sales and marketing tactics. She does this session on success, and like Joe was saying, it's very practical on tips you can use on how to do that. And the idea is basically to identify your goals, identify the markets that you want to target, like we talk a lot about on this show, and then become an expert and target those markets so that you're the resource that clients want you, need you to be. And that's kind of a lot of what she talked about. I also enjoyed Eric Wall. He was excellent.
He was a keynote
speaker.
How would you describe his presentation?
Well, in 4 minutes, there was a little dude aspect to it. But literally, he started off the keynote by, in 4 minutes, painting a picture of Bono.
That was amazing.
Spot on and perfect. And so then somebody in the audience walked away with it. He gave it away. He was just obviously very creative, but his whole message was how to bring creativity and innovation into your business operation as well. And so that was kind of his method through painting. But he was impressive for sure.
Yeah, we had him on the radio show, I know, last week. But if you missed him, good news, Kathy Houston. He is going to be the keynoter also for ASI Chicago in July.
Awesome.
So we can
Where
check
you'll
him out
be?
That.
And you'll
Rad.
Be there. Are you going to be there?
Nope. But I talked to him on the radio last week.
Speaking
so
of Kathy Houston.
Rad, man.
Kathy, you just put out a very special issue of Advantages magazine, which is going to hit the stands very soon. It's the regional sales issue. So what region is the hottest region right now for promotional product sales in the country?
Literally and figuratively, it's the South. Again.
Yeah, the South is booming. And really, it's Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in
Texas.
Particular?
Yeah, and it's not just like oil and energy industries. It's also the complementary industries that work alongside with them.
And also, tech is big in Texas.
Tech in Texas. Mm-hmm. Everything's bigger in Texas,
yes.
I hear.
Yep.
All that's right. What I hear, you can read all about that in the next issue of
Advantage
Magazine.
That's what you hear, or
that's
what you say?
That's what I hear.
Yeah, that's what you say. Come on, own it, Kathy.
All right. Today's call-in question. How do I handle an order screw-up without losing my client? Everyone's been there. We're going to give some advice for that today. If you have any questions or advice yourself on how to handle an order screw-up without losing a client, call us at 215-953-4979. Joe, I imagine we have an amazing prize pack today.
We have a fantastic prize pack. We have the finger puppets. We have the hand fans. We have the drinkware. And, Andy, we have the $25 Visa gift card.
All right. So if you have any comments or questions on how to handle an order screw-up, call us 215-953-4979. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Hey, we're going to get an overview of the TED conference. Someone went to that. I have the coolest products from ASI Long Beach. We have 6 ways selling will change in the next 10 years. We have important steps to fix your company culture, bad leadership behavior to avoid.
And we each have one
topic.
Of them, by the way. I've assigned each of us one of them.
Oh, awesome. We got to get to that topic.
That's your happiest moment.
I know.
I love to
when
hear
you can
how
assign something to each of us in,
or
negative
or how
ways.
Or how she envisions us. How you're bad. This
well,
is what
it's
she
good.
Thinks.
It's good to find out how people
well,
think
she's
about
usually
you.
Spot on. We also have our favorite products, but let's start this whole thing off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We begin this morning with product news. The city of Dallas has voted to ban restaurants, grocers, and convenience stores from handing out single-use plastic bags for free to customers. Customers will now have to pay 5 cents per bag they walk out of stores with. The new law takes effect January 1, 2015. More product news now. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has introduced new legislation that would expand prohibition of phthalates in children's products. The proposal would expand the CPSIA law to ban phthalates in all children's products as opposed to in just toys or child care items. General economic news now. A new survey from Sure Payroll shows that 87% of small businesses expect a strong end to their first quarter. In March, the survey's monthly index reached its highest point so far this year. Further, 69% of respondents believe the economy for the remainder of 2014 will be strong. Plus, it was opening day for Major League Baseball yesterday, and promotions were running wild at parks
Phillies
across
won.
The country. Mets lost, boo. From a life-size bobblehead in Detroit to sponsored tailgate parties from coast to coast, promotional products were on display everywhere. Check out Promogram today for a full report. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show in Promogram today. Joe, who's barking to my left, what's hot for today?
We have a 6-in-1 golf tool. 6-in-1.
It can do 6 things?
6 things.
Wow. Give me 3.
1 product. It's a bottle opener, it's a divot repair tool, and cigar holder.
For the other
cigar
3.
Cigar holder.
For the other 3 uses, you'll have to check out Promogram today.
Oh, thanks for the pitch. The plug.
The pitch.
All right. Thank you. We are going to go to the phones. We have our friend Leighton Lee from ETS Express on the phone, who is going to give us our product safety minute. And a word on the street is the topic today is flammability. Leighton.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yes, flammability. But before I get to things that go up in flames, and this is really no joking matter, but one of the things that I've neglected to talk about as to the reason why we are doing these product safety minutes, and now we're going into our third year doing this, if you can believe it, is that these product safety minutes are really to help all of our account manager friends out there and folks that are in sales and client relations to help differentiate themselves from the other competitor that might be vying for the same order or for the same account or client. It helps all of you to show what you know and how to convince the buyer on the end buyer's side that you are better than the competitor that is vying for the same order or account. And your knowledge of product safety is really going to help you to help save their brand and help protect everybody in that whole chain of distribution and the consumer. So with that in mind, hope everybody remembers all of that so that this is all not just about technicalities and about things to save your bacon, but really is to help enhance your business. So let's talk about flammability very briefly. A few weeks ago, I talked about stuffed animals and stuffed toys and articles that just might be mistaken as an adult product or a general use product, but really could end up in the hands of children. And that's what this whole series has been about for the last couple of months. Today, things that go up in flames. I have had a number of incidents in my career where things, items have caught on fire and have burned children. These tended to be general use items, things that were distributed as promotional products or just sold at retail that somehow ended up in children's hands, and they were playing with a big lighter or it got close to a stove or something, and things caught on fire. T-shirts, apparel, things like that tend to be the highest incidents of catching on fire. One little girl was wearing an adult T-shirt. Mommy gave it to her as a sleepwear. It was a 100% cotton T-shirt that was given away at an event. Little girl was helping mommy make pancakes one morning. She got up on a little stool to help mommy flip pancakes at the stove. The T-shirt caught on fire by the flame, and the little girl received some very, very serious burns. That T-shirt happened to be 100% cotton, and cotton has a high flame travel rate versus polyester and other synthetic fibers. So I'm going to get into some exemptions. When we talk about flammability, there are certain exemptions. And plain fabric that are made of polyester, made of nylon, wool, acrylic, or any combination of the above are exempt. Other plain fiber or plain surface fabrics weighing more than 2.6 ounces per square yard, because that means it's a thicker fabric, will be exempt from flammability testing requirements. Any item that has a raised fiber, such as terry cloth, anything that has little fibers that air can get trapped in, stuffed animals, the Velboa fabric that is typically used for the furry aspects on a stuffed animal, can trap a lot of air. And when air is trapped in those long raised fibers, the flame travels very, very quickly. So be very careful when you have raised fiber items that flame travels very quickly, and those will have to be tested to ensure that the material or the textile is made out of one of the exempt materials or compositions to slow the flame travel rate down. Now, when we're talking about children's sleepwear, any item that can be clearly mistaken as or is intended as a children's sleepwear item must adhere and pass more stringent federal flammability requirements, because in this country we do have higher requirements for children's sleepwear. So if any of you out there are making or selling items that are intended or can be intended as children's sleepwear, please be aware of that so that they can be tested to the higher sleepwear standard. So what's the bottom line? We all need to just boil down and really focus on items that are made out of textiles or fabrics that can catch on fire, and be very cognizant that there are federal flammability standards out there, and be able to advise our customers and our clients so that we sell them the proper product made out of the proper materials to prevent children from getting burned. And that concludes this Product Safety Minute. You all have a great week. Enjoy the spring.
All right. Thanks very much. That was Leighton Lee with ETS Express. All right. We're going to take some calls now. Today's call and question is, how do I gracefully handle an order screw-up without losing my client? If you have questions or comments and want to win our ASI prize pack, ASI Radio prize pack, call us at 215-953-4979. And on line four, we have Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, so I ran into a problem last week. I have a pretty frustrating client. They're always trying to get more from me for less, and they're never really satisfied. And I got fed up, and I lost my temper. Fortunately, yeah, this is an important client, and I'm wondering how I can repair the damage.
Do you want to repair the damage?
Yes, because they're a lucrative client.
I mean, they sound kind of problematic and maybe not worth your time and resources. I guess my point is
lucrative. Yeah, though. Yeah. So but he doesn't like them, but he's making money for them.
I think you have to Michelle's point, you do want to evaluate and analyze whether this client from a profitability standpoint is worth it for you. If it is, and it sounds like it probably is, then you probably want to apologize first for losing your temper. Explain maybe why you lost your temper and what goes into that. You know, what has led you to that point, meaning what about them and the relationship and partnership that you have with them has been frustrating. And maybe there can be an honest kind of two-way conversation. They might have frustrations with you as well. And then those are things that you could fix. But I think you probably want to first apologize for the way you acted and then try to make that constructive and have a good conversation with them about where the partnership can go from here.
And then I think you need to follow up with a gift, don't you, Kathy?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. A pair of baseball tickets to their favorite team.
So wait, so we're rewarding
I'm
bad
missing
behavior?
The, I'm missing the gift. I'm not seeing the gift.
He lost his temper with the client.
Right, I see that.
So
but
they had a nice
conversation.
No, and then you follow up with a gift. I think that that's perfectly – I mean, if you're trying to make amends, it's a nice gesture.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Opinion.
Well, me and Melinda are much nicer than you and Michelle.
Joe, what do you think?
I would say I'm
break
more practical.
Do you follow up with a gift?
No, I'm with Andy. An apology is good. I mean,
but he said he screwed up.
Yes, and you apologize.
You don't lose your temper. You can't lose your temper.
I agree. Yes, why
I agree.
You
they apologize,
a
but, they don't but deserve if the client has some,
they're
you know,
a pain in the ass.
Behavior.
They don't deserve
whoa,
a gift.
Whoa.
What do you think, Matt?
My kids are listening.
Is Matt still on the line?
Yeah.
Are you going to give them a gift or not?
Oh, I don't know. I got to think about it. I'm taking all this in now.
Okay.
All right. Well, certainly have the good conversation that Andy suggested as a starting point, and then you can follow up with the gift. In fact, stay on the line for your ASI radio prize pack. Perhaps,
I think it's a reasonable debate, the gift, non-gift question. I just think at that point,
well,
you're in deep. You're in deep, and I don't know that a gift or a bottle of wine or baseball tickets or anything like that. Yes, it might lighten it up, but do you want to lighten it up? No, you want to come to practical conclusions about how you could fix this.
All right, I can see both sides right now.
Aha. I think that if you screw up and they didn't drive you to that, then you got a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're difficult in driving you to that and
But if you lost your he lost his temper. So that's a screw up.
I agree. And it is
so
a total screw up.
People who lose their temper should send gifts. I look forward to that.
Yeah, me too. No, I just don't think that
a
gift is
the. You don't have to do it right in connection with the thing, but, you know, maybe in a month it's spring and you send, or Earth Day, you send a little item.
Well, that's different.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't
that's
mean
different.
Like, you know, tomorrow.
Here,
but...
I'm sorry, take this.
Yeah.
Box of chocolates.
No, but, you know, in a month or so, follow up with a little nice item to keep things on the right track.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We're all in agreement now. All right. We have Stanley from California on line five. I think Stanley.
Stanley,
you
we
guys
did.
Met Stanley live
yes,
at ASI
live
Long Beach.
We did. We did.
But
hi,
we had
Stanley.
A difficult time talking in
did
front
you
of
give
you.
Hug?
I actually saw the famous Joe and Andy in the flesh, in person.
What did you think of them? Were they better or worse than you expected?
They were exactly what I expected.
Good answer.
Oh, that's
Stanley.
A shame.
Absolutely.
We are the same people.
Matter of fact, I even said to Joe, you know, we were talking about like the show. What you know, he's saying, you know, what can we do to improve it? I said, well, can you make the video? We want to see the video of you guys bigger. And get rid of those tall microphones. We want to see your faces, you know.
Well, Kathy's waving at the camera right now.
Well,
all
see,
right, Stanley. So do you have a comment on this question today?
Well, yeah, it's funny. I have a comment based on what Matt just said. I've been collecting quotes for years, and one of the quotes I try to live by is, speak when you're angry and you'll make the greatest speech you'll ever regret. Mm-hmm. And when I have an issue with a vendor – hey, there she is. I'm looking at her. When I have an issue with a vendor, I try to get, if I know I can't handle the conversation because I'm going to lose it, I usually have somebody else in my office handle that. If I have a client like Matt's, there are times where you got toxic clients, and it doesn't matter what they're, like he even said, the guy's trying to make them work for free. It's not worth it. But yesterday I was at a golf tournament, and I ran into this retired officer, and it's just how funny how it kind of parallels this industry. We're talking about how cops do their jobs, and when they mess up, he said he tells his officers, tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth, and then fix it. He said, you know, in our industry, when we see something going wrong, if something goes wrong in my business, what I try to do is stop it, try to fix it before I have to tell the client. And if you can fix it behind the scenes, then you don't have to go to the client and say anything. But if you don't, if you can't, you have to go to the client immediately and tell them what's going on. And I think what it really comes down to is also is change your policies. With every mistake you make, don't ever make that mistake twice. Change the policy and make sure it doesn't happen again. My question, however, is it kind of goes to the gift idea. Does it really help? I mean, if I screwed up your order, is giving you a gift of tickets or anything really going to win back your confidence?
Well, obviously it would for me and Melinda.
You can send us gifts anytime.
Well, I think it's a good point.
I agree with the sentiment of your question, and that, but I also I think Kathy's point is the right one. You have to know your client. Yeah. You know, so there are some clients who would probably appreciate that and would appreciate the gesture and then move the relationship forward. There are some probably like myself that would rather just have the real conversation and figure out why the error happened and how we could fix it and, you know, then move forward. So I think Kathy's point is right. There are some clients who would totally appreciate that and probably some others who wouldn't.
And the best thing about this is we know we never have to buy you anything,
that's
Andy.
Right. I don't need any gifts.
I've never bought you anything.
Thanks for calling, Stanley. Great to talk to you. Stay on the line for your ASI prize pack. We're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, Haynes. When we return, Michelle's got lots and lots of Facebook comments on this topic.
Haynes Branded Printwear is starting the new year with a new website. Designed for promotional product distributors and screen printers alike, HaynesInc.com features high-res product and lifestyle images, marketing materials, videos, upsell techniques, and helpful tips to help you increase your ROI. Our new website allows you to search for products based on colors or product line. Our wholesaler section helpfully lists all products that companies carry, as well as wholesaler contact information. HaynesInc.com provides the best tools to sell quality products. Haynes is also proud to unveil the Nano Collection, complete with brand new vintage colors and new styles, such as lightweight, ring-spun, fashion fleece. If retail fashion is what your customers seek, the Nano Collection is where they'll find it. Cheap shirts are cheap. Haynes shirts are better. Visit HaynesInc.com.
All right, well, we're back at ASI Radio. Kathy's
here today.
Kelsey's my daughter. Kathy, it looks like you're wearing a ring pop today. Like
I am.
Oh, that's good. So, yeah.
Oh, okay then.
Very nice. All right. Michelle.
Yep.
We are talking about how to handle it when you screw up and how you can save your clients. And we have some Facebook comments on that topic.
We do. We have quite a few, actually. Chris Clark says, be very apologetic and ask the client what you can do to make it right for them. Most clients have reasonable expectations for you to make an error right. But if they're not reasonable, then maybe that's not a client you want to keep.
Totally agree.
That reminds me of Bonnie Sandy. I think we talked about this at the Power Summit or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, when she addresses a screw-up, she always has two proposed solutions ready.
That's
and
correct.
And, you know, she lets the client then pick how they would like to make
which
it right.
Completely takes the sting out of the
issue.
Yeah,
which I think is a great idea.
Rich Golden says, if it's a problem with merchandise, immediately remove the product to make the client happy. Talk with the supplier, get a replacement order produced and into your client's hands at once. Do not talk about who made the mistake. Remember, the only thing is to satisfy the client, and I think that's really important to not point fingers. They don't want to hear that. They just want to know, as Melinda just said, how the problem's going to be fixed, how quickly it'll be fixed, and you know when they can get a resolution to mm-hmm. their issues. Laurie O'Shea at Motivator says, I find the best way to handle it is to give them a quick reason as to what happened, then offer them options as solutions, but always sound genuinely concerned, perhaps to say something like, I would feel the same exact way, and this is what I can do to make it better.
So show a little empathy. Why are you laughing,
what are you
Andy?
Laughing about, Andy?
Because Andy's not very empathetic.
No. It was the implication there. It was she said something like, always act concerned or always show concern as if you're not concerned. Always sounding genuinely concerned.
But haven't you ever complained about a problem and people are like, oh, like it's not my fault. Like,
Sure.
You definitely don't want to hear that.
But if you screwed up, then you should genuinely be concerned.
I like not, you should
whether
show
you're it. Not, yeah. Whether you are or you aren't.
You got
should.
A problem?
I like this one there from Eric Campbell. He says, apologize without groveling and be ready to listen. When the customer complains, a good portion of what they want from you is just to hear what they have to say. They just want to know that they're being heard.
Absolutely.
Don't make it about your company or your problems. Keep the focus on them. Be empathetic and provide a solution. That you phase as if it were their idea, which is interesting. So kind of.
I sort of get it. You want to, that's actually an interesting point. That's like sort of a negotiation tactic almost, that, you know, you're providing options as solutions, but you almost want to frame it like they came up with it, you know, so that it came from them in a sense. That's a typical negotiating tactic.
All right. Well,
from
those
Andy's
are
negotiating days with the FBI.
Listen.
Okay. Who knows what kind of history I have?
All right. Well, guys, the week before last, I was at the TED conference. You saw a lot of my tweets. I believe Kathy retweeted a lot of my tweets from TED.
I did.
But, you know, TED stands for Technology, Education, Design. They have conferences all over the world, and then they have a big one every March where they bring together just the most eclectic mix of speakers around the world that I've ever seen assembled in one area. I mean, they piped in Ed Snowden from an undisclosed location in Russia. They had Sting, who came and performed a little, talked a little. Gabby Giffords, who is the congresswoman from Arizona who was shot. She and her husband spoke. And then they have people that you've never heard of before. You know, a 12-year-old boy in Africa who did something really brilliant. So they really go all around the world and assemble some great talks, a lot of which are like 6 or 12 minutes long. So you could see, you know, 25 speakers in a day, which is very cool. I'll just give you a couple quick things today. They had a lot of technology speakers, which were kind of interesting and kind of give you a preview for what's ahead. Nicholas Negroponte, he founded the MIT lab, and he's been making predictions for years. And before I tell you his latest prediction, because you'll say it's malarkey, Andy, I will tell you
Andy would say
that
Holcomb.
He did a bunch. He did a TED talk in '84, which was highly criticized by a lot of media, including the New York Times. Two things he predicted then, which they said were malarkey, was touchscreen computing, where you could touch your computer, and they said that would never happen. And they said he predicted that reading a magazine or newspaper online, you know, would happen by now. And, you know, the New York Times said that that would never happen. And look now.
Hopeful.
And look at us now. So anyway, he had a bunch of predictions. One of his was interesting. In 30 years, people will swallow a pill to learn things. Like if you want to learn Shakespeare, you take a Shakespeare pill.
That's awesome.
Now, some of us are doing that now.
That's awesome.
But, you know, again, you say it's crazy. But this is a guy whose predictions have been right on target for a number of things. So I thought that was interesting.
Can he expand on how that would happen?
No, it was very.
So he could pretty much just make
things.
Stuff up and just hope it happens.
Well, and he
doing.
Did say something funny. He's like, I'm not going to be alive then, so it doesn't matter, but you guys can do it. So, because he's, you know,
you
getting up in age, I guess. Bran Farron, he is a technology designer. He's also created a lot of theme parks in like Universal Studios, things like that. He's predicting pretty soon, like autonomous vehicles, cars that drive themselves, are going to be a reality, like very soon. And he predicts.
Well, there are some that have like parking assist and stuff like that.
Right. Well, he means like you can take a nap in the back seat.
The Google
and your
cars?
Car will get you.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that you don't think about is he said tens and thousands of lives will be saved because there won't be accidents. I mean, hopefully.
Well, there still will be accidents.
Yeah,
because
computers never malfunction.
No, but I mean, you know, human error, you know, is gone.
Sure.
And, you know, there won't be, you know, you'll be able to work more or you won't, you know, the commutes to work because there won't be traffic and gridlock because based on these smart cars. So anyway, that was very exciting.
Joe laments the horse and buggy not being still.
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, look, GM just
I like
had
that one.
Recalls,
that's an interesting.
You know, so I mean, there's problems
well,
with cars.
Well, do you like to drive in traffic? I mean, Joe, you
no,
have
no one
road
likes,
rage.
No.
So like
I don't have road rage.
You're yelling.
Well, you swear at people
it's
in traffic.
Rage.
You're
so
yelling.
Now you can take a nice nap in the back seat and you don't have to worry
about
it.
Yeah, that's why Rosie from the Jetsons driving my car. I mean, you know, what happens when that thing malfunctions? Next thing I know, I wake up. We're careening down I-95 at 150 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
And it's
Grandpa.
Screaming at you, take the wheel, Joe. Take the wheel, Joe.
No, get Jesus to take the wheel. Because, man, we're going up in flames.
Okay.
Shout out to
so Joe is not an ideal
Grandpa.
Candidate. But I think the rest of us are right on board. We're going to swallow our pills to learn.
Shakes.
We're going
to
swallow our pills and take a nap in the back seat.
And wake up quoting the Bard.
I think that's a wonderful future in store for all of us. All right, we have just enough time in the show for all of us to talk about our favorite products of the week. Joe, it looks like you're up to some sort of shenanigans over there.
All right, so I have something called Thinking Putty. It's from Crazy Aaron. It comes on the tin that you can have actually imprinted. And this one actually glows in the dark. They have a variety of different ones. It makes a great stress reliever because you squeeze it out.
Yeah, no road rage.
You can play with it. Shut up, Andy. You get it from Crazy Aaron's Thinking Putty, ASI 470.
Row.
470-056. You can find them online at www.puttyworld.com.
Andy, what's your favorite product?
So I spent a lot of time on soccer and baseball fields in the rain this past weekend. So this is an umbrella. It actually comes with a flashlight connected to it. So great in the dark to see your silly putty there, Joe. You could get that from Stromberg Brand. That is ASI 89955.
All right, Kathy, what do you have?
Well, as Andy mentioned, yesterday was opening day for Major League Baseball, and I have the perfect tailgate item. It's from Add and Art, ASI 31518, and it's called the Brew Cup Opener, and it's a stainless steel beer cup with a built-in bottle opener in the bottom.
Ooh.
For all kinds of lids.
I like that.
Who doesn't want that?
I know.
I want
it. All right, Michelle, bring us home. Show.
Yep, mine is from Sweeta, ASI 90305. It is a little lipstick, a little red lipstick that's a USB memory drive. So it's really cute.
And so you can, it's shaped like a lipstick. It's not actual lipstick. Shape.
Correct. It's shaped like a lipstick.
That would be really amazing.
It's shaped like a lipstick.
30 years from now, you'll have one of those as you're in your driverless car learning Shakespeare.
Okay.
Wow. Grampy.
Cranky grandpa. All right. All these products can be found online at asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time. Thanks to everyone today for listening, and thanks to our call in or to our show sponsor, Haynes. Tune in next week when maybe we'll give more technological predictions that Joe can poo-poo. Have a great week, everyone.